This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. All the stuff going on with General Michael Flynn, you would think he told Putin that he would be more flexible after the election. Remember, that's what Mr. Obama said. Remember that? Of course, the media did nothing. They didn't accuse him of being treasonous or anything. It was no big deal. Kind of like this is. And is Trump crazy? Is he unstable? Because, you know, that's what we keep hearing, too. He crazy. He crazy. Because he's a liar. I've heard this now for the last few days. That Al Franken was just on, did Meet the Press? Yeah. And Chuck Todd asks him, have you heard that Trump is crazy? Yeah, he crazy. Yeah, I heard it. I heard he crazy. Had some of those Republicans say he crazy. He'd be crazy. This is in the Wall Street Journal today. I want to read this to you. This is from the little notable and quotable section, the op-ed section. This is from a February 13th blog post titled, "Is Trump Mentally Unstable?" by University of Chicago law professor Eric Posner. Andrew Sullivan thinks so. Some members of Congress also think so or pretend they do. I do not. How can we tell? Start with Trump's background. While we do not know whether he is a good businessman or a bad one, we do know that he's run a business for many decades without destroying it and very likely has made a great deal of money. Mentally unstable people do not run businesses. Trump won the presidential election after disregarding the advice of many experienced, intelligent, rational people. Mentally unstable people do not win presidential elections. Andrew Sullivan thinks Trump is mentally unstable because Trump constantly tells easily verifiable lies. Many, many people exaggerate their accomplishments, blame their failures on others, and misrepresent reality in order to make themselves look better. He goes on to say, in ordinary life, we tolerate it mutely or not, hoping that we are not as bad as the person whose lies we are listening to. My point is that, whether, or not you think he's crazy, which, that's the new line now, He's crazy. He's crazy. And, well, we heard this before. They are resurrecting all this stuff, whether it's there's a Ruski under every bed. Okay, it's now the Red Scare. It's the Russians. It's an illegitimate presidency. He didn't win the popular vote. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. But keep doing it. Keep doing it, liberals, because I think you're eventually going to win this. Yeah, right. Keep doing it. And by the way, I think your pick for the DNC, Keith Ellison, is awesome. But did you see this today? David Duke tweeted out that he supports Keith Ellison for head of the DNC. I loved it. So much for the peaceful transition of power. And also, did you see that Mr. Obama is behind much of this? Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a story in the Washington Free Beacon today, as a matter of fact, talking about just this, how there are members within the Obama administration that were actively involved in this whole story here, this soft coup, as it were, from the intelligence community and the media to discredit our president. Look, I want people to understand what's going on here. Okay? This is an attempt by those in the media and globalists everywhere to get rid of your president, a duly elected president. Imagine if you know, we all had all said, held up signs saying not our president 8 years ago. Imagine the outrage by the media. And you would be called a racist for not accepting the will of the people. But because Trump is crazy and a liar, then it's okay. Apparently, they never thought that that Obama was a liar. You know, he pretty much could say and do anything, and no one would bat an eye. No one would say a thing. It was no big deal. Remember? Yeah. But that's what's going on right now. And there's a steady drip, 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 drip. And that's what's going on. And I want people to understand what's going on. Because this threatens our sovereignty. It threatens our very existence, really. The Daily Caller has a exclusive with Michael Flynn, written by Richard Pollack. He's a reporter for the National. I'm sorry, for the Daily Caller. And he has an exclusive in a final interview. Michael Flynn insists that he did nothing wrong, and that the leakers should be prosecuted. In fact, that's absolutely true. And we should be looking at that. And the fact that someone has leaked information to the Washington Post. Gee, I wonder who is responsible for these leaks. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Color me your color, baby. Color me your.
Edward Woodson Show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
An Idle Mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous. You've been kidnapped by The Edward Woodson Show.
877-317-6432. I'm going to go right to the phones. We've got a caller from Arizona, Jim. Hey, Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, on these leaks and stuff, I don't think I would have got rid of them.
I agree.
I don't think I would. Because they haven't showed any evidence, you know, and this is kind of what it is, like what you said, I've said it, a lot of people have said it, when you disrupt the gravy train, they are going to come after you full bore, and that's what's happening, and make no mistake, John McCain's behind some of this.
Oh, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, the cast of characters, the usual suspects, absolutely.
Marco Rubio, the same.
Correct.
You know, Paul Ryan, I believe he's in on it. And as far as this Ryan Priebus, you know, this guy, I'd watch my back with that guy. I've never cared for him. He's establishment, and he's got to do something. He's got to figure out what's going on and his cabinet and get rid of these people that aren't loyal to him. And maybe even that Kellyanne Conway. Because she really wasn't with him. Was she in the beginning?
No. As a matter of fact, it's true. You know, I thought about this the other day because she was originally hired to work for Ted Cruz, because remember, the Mercer family, okay, just some background so people know, the Mercer family, they're huge donors, they had given a lot of money to Ted Cruz, and Kellyanne Conway, if people recall, she was working for Ted Cruz. In fact, I met Kellyanne at an event, this was back in like mid-May, I was in New York City. For the opening of the Clinton Cash movie, and I was invited to go up there as a member of the press to view the Clinton Cash movie. And at that time, I actually ran into Kellyanne Conway, and I said to her, I said to her specifically, I said, "Hey, listen, you know, stop talking about my boy, i.e., Trump." And she said to me very plainly, she said, "Well, you know, I wanted to work for him, but they, you know, he didn't want to hire me, so I worked for Ted Cruz." So now, people need to understand what happened. After Ted Cruz was vanquished, the Mercer family came on board and backed Donald Trump. And they were the ones that were instrumental in bringing in Kellyanne Conway. But you're absolutely right, Jim. She was not a big Trump supporter. In fact, she was a big Cruz person. So you're absolutely
you
right
think,
about that.
I mean, if it was me, because they hate your guts. I mean, they would even probably like to see you assassinated. But this news media, I wouldn't send my people on their shows. Why?
I agree. I wouldn't even pick them. I think I don't know if you noticed over the weekend they put out Stephen Miller there, and he's like a little pit bull.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
I like what he did to that little, I don't know what it, no, I can't think of his name, that little.
George.
Oh. He's just a twerp. You know?
Yeah.
And it's, I wouldn't even do that, but I hope he really, I hope he really starts getting tough, because to take on these people, you're going to have to get cutthroat.
I agree.
And I really would be looking at who's doing all this leaking. Can he fire? Can he get rid of people on the CIA?
Well, he's going to have to. Look, he's going to have to, but you've got Pompeo now, head of the CIA, but I don't necessarily trust Pompeo either. I think there are so many people that are in the swamp, and that you know, going back to your original point, I think that there are people within the within DC and the apparatus in DC that that, like you say, he's upsetting the gravy train. He's upsetting the apple cart,
and
they don't
Jim
like
Webb,
it.
I think he nailed it.
Oh yeah, I
he
agree.
Nailed it. I
agree.
I mean, that's an old school Democrat.
Correct.
You know, the one people's parents grew up with.
Right, right, exactly. That's right. He's and by the way,
so
he
many words. Yeah, go ahead.
He would He wouldn't find a home now in the Democrat Party. He's got nowhere to go, pretty much.
They wouldn't even give him a time of day on stage.
No.
Like, no, you didn't go the way of the socialists, so you don't count.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so look, this is going to continue. And it's going to get louder, and it's going to get messier, and it's going to get worse. But I agree with you, Jim. I wouldn't have gotten rid of Michael Flynn. I would have stuck to my guns, and I would have done a counteroffensive against the fact that you've got all these leaks and wire.
It almost seems like the establishment's running his White House.
It seems there is some type of war going on within the White House. From the outsiders versus the insiders, you're absolutely right about that.
And it's
that.
Like, with this Flynn thing, it's like, don't tell me what to do, media.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, no.
You're not in here, so you mean nothing to me.
I mean, it appears as if it's on one side. You know, you've got Bannon, Flynn, and Stephen Miller and Jared Kushner. And on the other side, you've got people like Ryan Priebus and Sean Spicer.
Whoever resigned after Benghazi, did anybody?
Nobody.
So that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it, Jim. And thanks for listening. Look, this is a concerted effort. Don't think for a minute that these people are just going to give up power and go away. They've got way too much at stake here. They're not just going to go away. Are you kidding me? They're going to fight to keep the gravy train going. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of money involved in this tangled web, in this swamp. The swamp isn't going to go away quietly. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause my frequent spot.
We're back. 877-317-6432. There is not a day that goes by that there isn't some article in major publications trying to discredit the Trump administration. Case in point, today, front page of the Miami Herald, okay? Now, understand something. The Miami Herald is owned by McClatchy. Okay? They're very, very, very left-wing. And, of course, they hate Donald Trump. Now, front page. And one other thing. Miami is clearly considered by many to be the sixth borough of New York. Right? And as Jesse Jackson so famously said in 1980 when he was running for the president, he described New York City as Hymetown. His words, not mine. Anyway, there's a huge Jewish population in New York City, obviously. And, of course, in Miami because it is the sixth borough of New York. Now, well, I got to read this to you. This is a story in the front page of the Miami Herald titled Jews, White House Fears Mount on Eve of Netanyahu Visit. Written by a woman by the name of Katie Gluick. Okay? Now, when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets with President Donald Trump in Washington this week, he will do so against the backdrop of an American Jewish diaspora more fearful and skeptical of the U.S. government than it has been in decades. Really? Interviews with more than a dozen top Jewish political operatives and leaders across the country revealed deep discomfort with a refugee ban that hits close to home. This is laughable. Really? American Jews are all of a sudden, they have deep discomfort with the refugee ban? Really? with a ban that is going to keep potential criminals that want to kill, by the way, probably Jews more than any other group. Let me just read on here. There is alarm about some of Trump's top advisors, and most of all, overwhelming concerns about the administration's rhetoric on the Holocaust and its approach to dealing with anti-Semitism. These worries were present throughout the 2016 presidential election, as some of Trump's most vocal supporters included avowed, now listen to this, anti-Semites, and his campaign occasionally employed the veiled anti-Semitic messages and images associated with the white supremacist community. Now, concerns about the White House's tolerance of anti-Semitism have burst to the fore after the president's team said it intentionally omitted reference to Jewish suffering in its Holocaust Remembrance Day statement in an effort to be inclusive. Really? This is the evidence that this is the smoking gun here that Donald Trump is an anti-Semite. Now, I never, ever, ever remember any stories about Obama being anti-Semitic. In fact, I would argue that he is probably the most anti-Semitic, anti-Israel president we've ever had in history. Yes. Yet, the Miami Herald is very concerned. Very, very, very concerned about American Jews and how they feel a deep discomfort with the Trump administration. Oh, no. Really? I don't remember the Herald or the Washington Post or any of the McClatchy papers talking about Obama's meetings with Netanyahu, how he dissed him, how he made him come through the back door, how there was no photo ops with him, so on and so forth. No. Nobody ever talked about that. But apparently, McClatchy is very, very, very concerned about the Jews and the White House fears mounting on the eve of the Netanyahu visit. Got it? They're very concerned. American Jews are very, very concerned. They weren't so much concerned, I guess, about the Iran nuclear deal. No, they weren't concerned about that. And how that might impact Israel going forward. They weren't concerned about that. But now they're concerned, I guess, American Jews are now concerned about Donald Trump. This is poppycock. Poppy poopycocky. What it is. More propaganda, more disinformation from our propaganda machine, which is American media. American media is now basically like the old Soviet Union, the old Pravda and TASS, Soviet news agencies. That's what the American media has now become. Okay? It's And the problem is that people don't even realize it. You know, you're, again, like I've said many times, you know, it's insidious because they get you. They get you on the Today Show. Good Morning America. As you're getting ready to take the kids off to school and you're packing up, making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for your kid and trying to navigate your day and maybe you are blow drying your hair and you got Matt Lauer on the background or Michael Strahan from Good Morning America and George Stephanopoulos and that's your news for the day. That's your news. And you don't even know how you're being manipulated. So you see this story here about the American Jews and their fear of the White House on the eve of Netanyahu's visit. And you just peruse that, because that's all you have time for. Because the rest of your day is filled with going to work, having to pick up the kids from soccer practice, having to figure out what you're going to have for dinner. Should I pick up the Kentucky Fried, or is it going to be Sloppy Joe's tonight? Okay? You can't delve into this. Fortunately, you have me that will delve into this. But I want people to understand how you're being manipulated every single day. Every single day, you are manipulated by the media and by the deep state. Because that's what's going on now. And that's why you hear all these utterances of the I word, both impeachment and illegitimacy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives.
Custom knives made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Well, welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Understand, again, what's going on. This is very important. It's very important to understand what's going on. You see, the media gives us clues, but you have to be able to dig deeper and read between the lines of what's going on. Whether you're reading the newspaper, magazines, publications, you need to be aware of exactly what is going on. And remember that the media is just a tool that the establishment uses. And in this case now, the CIA. And I know I don't want to go off on these tangents here and these conspiracy theories, but the reality is that the Washington Post now has become, and it pains me to say this because this is my hometown newspaper, Washington Post and many publications have become nothing more than tools for the CIA. And deep within the CIA, understand something. James Clapper, head of the National Intelligence, or what is it, the Department of Intelligence, I forget the name even. I forget the acronym. And people like John Brennan, head of the CIA. These people are all political operatives and political appointees. So when you hear, for instance, that, there's no politics at all involved in any of these positions, It's ludicrous. It's so stupid. All these people, they're all political. Every single appointment is political. What, you just get appointed to something because, you know, you're a good dude? No, it doesn't work that way. And this whole thing with Michael Flynn. Remember when Michael Flynn came out last week, and it might have been last week or the week before, I don't recall. And he came out and he put Iran on notice. Remember that? Remember he puts Iran on notice? And he says, look, you're on notice here. We're putting you on notice. And, of course, he was also talking about the Iran deal, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But first, I want to play this for you. I want to play this soundbite for you. Here's Tom Friedman from the New York Times discussing this. I want you to listen to this. Okay?
Thomas Friedman, there's so much to unpack here. So we will defer to you and let you go where you want with this. The only question I would ask you to start with is it credible that there's any way this president could not have known about this
conversation
if the White House had been warned about it a month ago?
Well, this is a question I've been asking since I've been reading the stories starting yesterday, Joe. I share Mika's real outrage on this issue. I don't care what he told Pence. We only care what he told Pence because Pence went out and basically misled the public on Face the Nation. The issue is, what did he tell Trump? Did he and Trump actually cook up this whole thing?
Yeah.
After the Russians did not respond harshly to the eviction of their spies and diplomats, Trump actually tweeted out some positive encouragement of this. Did the two of them cook this up all along? And it gets, Joe, to two other issues. The first is, we have...
Here we go. Listen.
Taken seriously from the very beginning, Russia hacked our election. That was a 9/11.
Russia hacked our election. This is comparable to 9/11.
Event. They attacked the core of our very democracy. That was a Pearl Harbor scale event. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton, you know, were where Trump was, what the right would be doing on this issue? This goes to the very core of our democracy. The second point, and it gets back to this Kellyanne Conway nonsense. You know, my philosopher friend Dov Seidman likes to make the distinction between formal authority and moral authority. Trump has formal authority. In fact, that Stephen Miller guy kept telling us, you know, and Kellyanne Conway keeps telling us, we won, get over it. But Trump has no moral authority. He has squandered his moral authority by repeatedly lying, and his people repeatedly lying, on issues of fact that we know about. Why is that important? Because there's going to be a point in the next few weeks or months, whether it's on an issue like North Korea or whatever, where Donald Trump is going to have to make a very hard call on the basis of intelligence. It may go bad, it may not go bad, but he's going to have to look the American people in the eye and say, trust me. And the fact that he has formal authority and no moral authority is going to be a real problem for him. All this lying is going to add up.
Notice the same talking point being used. Notice that. Okay, it's the same talking point. Trump is a liar. He's a liar. And the Russians hacked into our election. This could be this should be concerning for every American. Trump's, by the way, did you know Trump's a liar? I don't recall Thomas Friedman ever talking about Obama being a liar. No, he was too busy licking his boots. Okay? I don't recall any of the media ever accusing, I mean, it's gotten to the point now where they are openly calling the President of the United States a liar. And then saying that he's got no moral authority here. He's got no moral authority. Again, continuing this theme of Donald Trump is illegitimate. He has no moral authority. It's the Russians. It's the Russian hacks. Look, Michael Flynn. In fact, I got to tell you, I think the worst possible thing he could have done, Donald Trump, is gotten rid of Flynn. Because he's just giving in to these people. I would have just said, you know what? Get over it. Too bad. You want to start an investigation? Go for it. I wouldn't have gotten rid of him. But again, I don't know what's going on within the White House. I don't know what's going on with, for instance, Reince Priebus and Sean Spicer and the establishment people versus Donald Trump's peeps. But I will say, I was concerned about this when I knew that they were bringing in Reince Priebus and Sean Spicer. And now, I wouldn't be surprised if there are people within the administration right now that are working actively to sabotage Donald Trump. Because where are these leaks coming from? They're clearly coming from inside the White House. And I know that there's always people that leak in the White House. I get it. Because there are competing interests within the White House. There's backstabbing going on. I get it. It's like Game of Thrones going on at the White House. I get it. But Donald Trump needs to really circle the wagons within the White House. Because this is significant what they've been able to do, which is basically get rid of Mike Flynn. I mean, that's a major voice within the administration that is anti-establishment, anti-CIA, anti the military-industrial complex. That's what's going on here. And I want people to understand that you have now the CIA doing what they've always done, but yet they're doing it now to us, and people should be outraged. All right, I got to take a little break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. I'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.